This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Larimer County health officials say they're concerned about hospital capacity heading into the fall. They're bracing for a surge of COVID-19 and influenza cases, but are also worried about RSV, a respiratory virus that can cause severe illness in small children and older adults. Outbreaks have already been reported in schools and childcare facilities. The county's ICU usage is above 100%, and about 40% of those patients have COVID-19. Officials say residents should get vaccinated for COVID-19 and the flu. When President Biden visited the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden last month, he got a close look at state-of-the-art wind turbine testing and battery technology. Biden said the country needs to act fast to respond to climate change and start putting that technology to work. NREL Director Martin Keller says researchers have a head start on energy solutions like wind, solar, geothermal, and batteries, plus ways to modernize the electric grid.
We need to look at all clean energy technologies across the whole portfolio to get ready for the energy transition.
Keller says there's another benefit to putting NREL's research to work in the real world: new high-paying jobs. After a weekend flooded with flight cancellations in Denver, the issue is persisting today. According to FlightAware, Southwest Airlines has canceled 360 flights today and delayed another 587 nationwide. In Denver, there have been 42 flight cancellations and 57 flights with delays today. Over the weekend, at least 240 Southwest cancellations affected flights in and out of Denver. The company said on Facebook the cancellations were a result of air traffic control issues and disruptive weather. This is CPR and KRCC.